Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, there are some things that you see out there you just know are not for you. But some things you have to try once before you find out that's not for me. They ask people, what's something you tried once and it just didn't turn out to be good for you? One of the answers was gambling.
Yeah.
Now, Hawk and I have done some gambling in Vegas before. We like to play craps, and I enjoy it okay. It's not my favorite thing in the world. If I start to lose money, I get very tense.
Yeah.
But if you get lucky and you get start winning, it's a great ride. But my brother went with us one time, and my brother is not made for gambling.
Yeah.
He had a miserable time. He lost money. He quit after he lost money and watched us go and start winning money back, and he had already just lost his money and quit. So he has never gone gambling again.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. I use it like vacation money. I'm like, okay, instead of going to the show, I'm going to go spend $100 here and see if I can win some.
The times I've been to Vegas, I had a set amount each day.
Yeah.
And the total for the time I was there.
Right.
And once I lost that, but I played the nickel slots.
Right.
I just played to get free drinks.
It lasts a while.
Yeah.
Well, in Vegas, what I would do is if I won something, I would kind of put it to the side. So eventually I was able to start playing with my winnings.
Right.
So I kind of had the black line going out of there. But what also helped me is during the day when we would go in there and do blackjack and stuff, I would tip the dealer really well. And I mean, he's not here. He won't be called out. But I would say, hit me. And he'd just look at me, and then he would just go to the next person because, I don't know, the dude knows how to count cards, but he knew that if I won, he'd get a super tip.
Oh.
So that's how.
He was coaching you.
So he'd say...
He was ignoring me in a good way.
You would say, hit me, and he would just move on to the next
he'd
player and,
like,
not, and not hit you.
Right, he'd smile.
Would bust if you did.
Yes. Okay.
All right, then you should keep gambling.
And tipping.
Yeah. Running. I did that with my wife whenever we met. We would go to Gold's Gym and get on the treadmills. They'd have like CNN or something on.
Yeah.
And I would hold on for every last breath I could.
Well,
if you see me running, you should run too.
Uh-huh.
Something bad has happened.
Either that or or the food line's about to start.
That's true. Yeah,
I don't even run to food lines, man. I don't run unless someone's trying to kill me. And even then, I would think hard about, I'm just going to die anyway. I might as well not die tired.
I give up.
That's one of the first dates that you don't want to do because you're sitting there trying to get to know each other and you're both on the treadmill talking and they're asking you questions.
Dude, it wasn't the first date. We did that for 13 months.
Wow.
I was so mad that gym membership included an extra month.
If I know that going into this first date, there won't be a first date.
Well, but some people want to do what they can.
Yeah, I don't want
can.
To run
it
either.
Wasn't a first date. That was something we did started after we were dating.
Yeah.
I tricked her. I fooled her into thinking I was going to be like an exercise person.
Yeah, but you hear people say, I got the runner's high. I'm like, what?
No, you're high if you run.
But people do. They enjoy that.
I'll be honest. The times I have worked out in the past, leaving the gym, you feel good.
Yeah, you feel good.
You feel good, mm-hmm. but you don't want to go. And
okay,
I quit.
Scuba diving. This person didn't make it past training in the pool. I've done scuba diving, and I enjoyed it. I was in Jamaica, so it was on our honeymoon, and It's like, you know, you can go like 40 feet down without having to have a license or something. Mm-hmm. But I got the bottom and I did fine. But every now and then I would look up and I'd think, what am I doing down here?
Yeah.
What am I thinking? I can't even just swim back up. You got to go up kind of slow a little bit along the way.
Yeah.
I was like, this is stupid.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm getting a little bit older, but I can't even go underwater and guess what they're saying anymore, you know, at the swimming pool. It's like I get there's something about being underwater now. I'm like, my kids want to play that, and I'm like, I can't play that anymore, and I don't know what you're saying underwater.
Just shake your head yes. Yes, yes.
All right, things people tried once, hot yoga. Person said there were so many people passing gas, and it was humid.
Yep.
I don't want to do anything where a bunch of women are bending over and passing gas in front of me.
Yeah.
That would be so frustrating.
You know, they do that, though, in there. And then they're like, hey, that happens a lot. Don't let that surprise
I'm
you.
Sorry. I think I would start cracking up. And I know I'd always tell you farts aren't funny. But in that situation where everybody's doing exercise, if I hear somebody next to me doing it.
I've seen the videos online where the people purposely go to, like, chiropractors or these kind of doctors that help ladies release gas. Have you seen those?
No.
Yes, and it's like they're pushing their knees down, and all of a sudden they will pass gas. And they're like, it's okay, that's natural. And then I saw one the other day, this doctor was in there, and he's like, you know, he pushed the knees down. He goes, don't worry, that's natural. She goes, that was you. He's like, it happens all the time.
All right, virtual reality, VR, the headsets, Oculus, and stuff like that.
They get sick, don't they?
Some people do, it makes them dizzy and gives them a headache. I will say, the first time I did VR, I was blown away. I was like, this is the future. But now, you put them on and you're like, oh, this is a pain because you're basically taken out of the real world. You can't see anything that's going on around you. The new Oculus does let you choose to see through if you need to, but it's one of those things that was really cool to try, but I don't do very often.
I've never done it.
Oh, it's so much fun. I'll bring kids
in.
Yeah.
Just it'll blow try it once. It will surprise you how weirdly cool it is.
I like the videos you watch of people that either punch somebody
or it's fun.
Break things because they're running through the house.
You feel like you're in a whole different world.
Yeah.
It tricks your brain.
I already do some weekends.
I know. You do it with different methods. giving birth. One woman said, I did it twice. The brain plays the candy corn trick on you, making you forget how bad delivering a baby is until you do it again. It's also like you forget how bad candy corn is until you have it again.
I like candy
corn.
So
it's that same trick. Skiing, Hawk, that would be you.
Yeah, I did it once down Sugar Mountain.
You
I tumbled.
Killed someone
I didn't
almost.
Kill anybody. I just ran into that guy's wife, and he cussed me out, and she cussed me out, and I just went straight down.
You didn't stop.
But, well, I should have taken lessons. I didn't know you're supposed to do the pizza when you get going too fast. And so I did not do the pizza.
And then finally they said things they only do once, helping that prince in Nigeria. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times. Wow.
Yeah.
So, don't want to fall for the prince in Nigeria that's wanting to get $17 million into America.
Well, it's not the prince anymore. It's like your cable company or somebody else saying you've not paid your bill. Or it's that, antivirus ware that you signed up for accidentally, and now you're going to charge you $350 unless you contact them.
I'm sure the prince is behind all those.
You
as
think
well.
So?
Yeah. Probably the same guy.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Thelma's husband, Harold, has told her she has bad breath.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's going to cause a fight. But Thelma wants to take matters in her own hand. There's a breath care hotline you can call, and she wants to confess about her bad breath that she has. And I think that she has an idea on how to get Harold back for saying she has bad breath.
Oh.
I'm going to throw that in there. Well, Thelma's going to throw that in there with our crank call this morning here on the Hawk and Tom Show. Call the bad breath hotline. I have halitosis.
Thank you for calling the Breath Care Center. The next available agent will be right with you. Please be advised, all calls may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Thanks for calling Fresh Breath Center. This is how I help you.
Yes, hello there. My name is Thelma Hollister, H-O-L-I-S-T-E-R-Y. I'm from South Carolina.
Okay, great. Would you like to place an order today?
Well, I just had a couple of questions. This is the Fresh Breath Hotline?
Yes.
Yes, all right. Well, I haven't done a lot of research, so you might have to walk me through it a little bit. My husband, Harold, says that I have horrible breath.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that you get a lot of calls about that. He said my breath was so bad I could clear a chat room.
Okay, how can I help you?
Has your husband ever told you that you have bad breath?
No, but how can I help you?
That's what I'm calling for. I don't know, Dio. How can you mm-hmm. help me?
Yes, well, we do have a breath care system.
Oh, okay.
And you use it every day, twice a day.
Okay.
And it will help maintain the odor of bad breath.
Oh, so you constantly use it every day. Is it like mouthwash?
It's something like a mouthwash, yes.
Oh. Dear, I have dentures. Does that make mm-hmm. a difference?
Hmm. Let me get the numbers of the corporate office. That way they can better assist you.
Well, I would say this, though. I mean, it's my breath, so the dentures don't matter. You're not brushing your teeth, right?
Well, you do. You will gargle with the mouth rinse twice a day.
I can do that. All right. What do you do next?
You're going to also want to brush afterwards, though, like you normally would do.
Well, I can take my dentures out and brush them. I brush them, dear. That's fine. And you put Efridin in there. Well, I hate it because he keeps commenting about it and saying your mouth hole stinks and all that stuff. He said that my breath is so bad that when I breathe, my teeth duck out of the way. That ain't nice for a husband to say something like that, is it?
Not at all. Okay, what would you like to order today?
Well, I'm thinking about it right now because I honestly, as you get older, my mouth hole is 83 years old, so I don't know. It's like as I've gotten older, I think my mouth just kind of gotten old with me, if you know what I mean. But how much does it cost?
Well, we do have a starter kit that contains 3 bottles of the mouth rinse, and that's $39.95. And traditionally, that's what our callers start off with.
Yeah. How long a supply is that for?
Each bottle lasts approximately 17 days.
I guess that I could probably use that. I just get so upset with my husband, Harold. He just says, I'm not going to kiss you now because your breath stinks. It just ain't nice, because he said that my breath could knock a buzzard off a garbage truck. And you know what I do to get back at him?
What's that?
I'll tell you if you don't tell him. Well, I prepare his breakfast every morning. Before he comes down for breakfast, I cook him eggs and bacon, but he loves coffee. So since he said my breath stinks, I fart in his coffee cup without him knowing it. That way, his breath will stink, too.
Did you want to place that order today?
Yes. Yes. That's what I do.
Do you want to go ahead with the starter kit that contains 3 bottles for $39.95?
I tell you what, do you just give you a credit card? How do you do that?
We can take your order today and use a credit card.
Well, he has all of our credit cards. You know what? He probably wouldn't mind if I borrowed it because he's the one saying my breath stinks. My neighbor down the street, Ella Mae Jenkins, uses it, and she says that it's done wonders for her mouth hole.
Okay, we can gather your information and place the order if you have that credit card. If you don't have that credit card, you can just give us a call back whenever you do.
Okay, well, you've been very helpful today, and that's what I will do. I don't have it right now. If you want, I can give you an address and all, but there's no sense in doing that until I get his card, right?
Yeah, just give us a call back when you have the card in hand, and we'll be able to place that order for you.
Well, if he happens to be on the phone with me, make sure you don't tell him that I fart in his coffee mug.
Nobody will tell him that.
Yeah,
just give us a call back when you're ready.
That would make him angry.
Okay.
All right.
You have a great day, and just give us a call when you're ready to place that order.
All right. Thank you, and thank you for your time today. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thelma is doing what in his coffee mug?
Wow.
I don't want that Folgers in my cup.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
The number one reason girls gave for skipping a kiss on a date was bad breath.
That's interesting, because I guess since they're already on the date, it wouldn't be because the guy was a creeper.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed, like, a bad hair day is just that. It's a bad hair day. Everybody sees it, including you. But a bad breath day is totally different. It's like you don't even know it, but everybody else does.
Sometimes when it's bad enough, you do.
I was watching some show, and it's, of course, you know, not real, but he went to kiss his wife in the morning, and she was going to kiss him, and he goes, oh, she goes, you held your breath. He goes, you got something rotted in there.
Yeah, you need to hold yours, too. Yeah. So, reasons for skipping a kiss for the guys, not bad breath at all. It was too much lipstick.
Really?
Yeah. And I can, like, you got the girls put on that lipstick and the guy's going to skip it? I'm like,
this
wow.
This has got to include married people.
Must be.
Because if you're, like, single, you're taking the kiss whether you're getting lipstick or not. You're like, oh, I'm getting a kiss.
Exactly.
That's proof that you actually kissed the girl. Yeah. Their lipstick is smeared all over your face.
You come home proud. You're like, look at this.
Well, with bad breath being such an issue, I'm going to help the fellas out this morning because you want to get that kiss when you are on a date. I have the top foods that give you bad breath. Now, you probably know the number one answer.
Garlic.
Garlic was number one. If you eat garlic on your date, whatever. They seem sometimes, if you eat so much garlic, you will sweat garlic. Is that true?
It's true. I've done it.
Ooh.
We went to this place in Tampa one time where they had genuine, really good Italian food. But my friend and I left there, and we went back to our apartment, and we were like, our apartment stunk of garlic because we were sweating it out of our pores.
Ooh. Okay. So when you go to the Olive Garden, you might want to pass on the ultimate breadsticks with all the garlic on them.
They're not that garlicky.
Yeah, they're not?
Okay. I mean, they're good. They're well, not.
As long as you're both having garlic, I think it's okay.
That's okay. Yeah. Okay. So, also onions. Don't have onions on a date because that's going to give you bad breath.
That's two of the things I like, too.
But these are definitely obvious ones. You got any secret ones that we wouldn't know?
I do. Okay. I actually do. Okay, Doki, you can share one if you want to. A fish sandwich. You don't want to eat any kind of fish on that first few dates.
I didn't eat the sandwich because I got called out before I ordered it.
Yeah. So,
and I hadn't had one since.
That seemed like, so you have let that, like, I don't know, hurt your soul or something.
Actually, no.
Because honestly, that's a great news when she said that. That meant you were getting a kiss.
Well, I didn't, I mean.
She's like, ooh, are you going to eat that? Because she's thinking I want to kiss him later, but I don't want to kiss him if he ate a fish sandwich.
Damn. I get that.
Yeah, but you, I mean, but that's affected you your whole life.
I just didn't think that that would be something that would remain on your breath, a fried fish sandwich. I could understand like flounder or salmon or something.
Okay, these are foods that give you bad breath. You don't want to eat on a date. Like anything like a French onion dip will give you bad breath.
Because of the onion.
Onion's in the title there, yeah. So you want to avoid that. And also, snack foods like Doritos.
Oh, the worst of all? Funyuns.
Funyuns?
Okay. Funyuns are the worst.
Did they have onions really in the, you know?
They got onion powder on them, though.
I love Funyuns.
Yeah. So you got snack foods like that. I can't think of any other snack foods that might. You know what? Some of the things that you eat, Tom, those Chex Mix, got that garlicky stuff in it.
Yeah, it's not that strong, though.
But you're sitting there and you're thinking, okay, I'm not going to snack on that and watch a movie. Coffee.
You know, I was just thinking people go on coffee dates, and that's one of the worst ones, too.
Is it? To me, coffee and alcohol are like, they're not good, but they're not so bad that it would turn you away.
It depends on the alcohol. If it's just beer, it could taste
Huh. I kissed a lot of beer breaths before, well, and it didn't bother me.
And again, if you're both consuming, then it's not a problem.
Well, after a while, if you have enough beers, you don't smell anything.
Well,
that's so
true.
That's why everyone's kissing at the end of the night.
That's
after
not the only reason. But I will say, I actually dated a girl once, and she got sick that night, and I still tried to make out with her.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who hadn't done that?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, so I'm not the only one.
He wasn't worried about the bad breath there, was he?
She was. She wouldn't let me. She's like, no, I just threw up.
Yeah, she probably still had chunks in her teeth.
Okay.
Okay, that's enough. And you got the lipstick. No lipstick what problem there either, no. Huh?
Oh, that was too far.
Okay. Anything like beef jerky? I'm like, are you eating that on? Is that an appetizer? Like, what are you doing eating beef jerky?
You might have had it before you went out.
Mm-hmm, but that'll always give you a bad breath that will stick around. That's the main things they were saying. Snack foods were the ones, I think, that kind of surprised that you don't think about as much. Alcohol was mentioned too, Tom.
Yeah.
So that's going to give you some bad breath. And if you're eating ribs, the French onion dip or whatever dip you have with the French with the ribs, we're going to give you bad breath.
You got to come up with some new different dates. Like, hey, you want to go out? Let's have water and toothpaste. And it's like, what? It's like,
okay. Maybe the toothpaste could be that dip Hawk is talking there about for go. Ribs. Yeah,
why don't you dip your ribs in this Crest whitening toothpaste?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It is National Pet Lovers Month or Dog Month or something like that. I had it pulled up here. But that is a reason you're going to hear a lot of stories about pets and dogs this month. And we've got another one. I just talked a little bit about some of the things people would do to keep their pets around longer. One thing they were willing to do is give up some of the years of their life to give to their pet. That's pretty extreme right there. But they did a poll of almost 2,000 dog owners, and they found some other interesting things that people would give up to let their dogs live longer. Particularly interesting was some of the odd things they would do. First of all, they would clone their dog if it was possible. 10% said there was no limit to what they would pay, especially Gen Z, 74% of whom said they would pay to have their dog cloned. 1 in 7 dog owners, 1 out of 7 people said they would ditch their partner or spouse to increase their dog's lifespan. Millennials were the leaders on this. So that's really bad if it's your spouse. It'd be one thing if you would ditch a girlfriend or a boyfriend to get your dog to live longer, but a spouse?
Well, maybe they've been married for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
She's just tired of him.
Now, these are bizarre. Gen Z said they would give up their favorite meals. 43% of them said that. Millennials would be willing to give up coffee, and Gen X also said they would give up coffee. Almost 40% of each of them said they would give up coffee if it would make their pet, their dog, live longer.
How long? How much longer is my question.
They didn't specifically say, but I'm like, thinking a couple few years. Baby boomers said they would give up all of their entertainment spoilers. So anything they watched on Netflix, it would tell them the ending. If they were watching that Severance show, it would tell what was going to happen. They would get that ruined for them just to let their dog live longer.
Yeah, that doesn't matter,
Okay. I'd leave that one.
Now, here's where they started really lying. Some of them said they would help extend their dog's life by improving the dog's diet and taking them on more walks. I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah.
That's the thing you could actually do to save their life and improve it. And we don't do that, especially the walks, right?
Well, you know, don't they have Ozempic for pets now or something like that?
I have not seen that.
Dogzempic? Yeah, Dogzempic. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, I know. Listen, it'll be coming up here soon.
96% of owners said they would pay more per meal to ensure their dog had the healthiest life possible. But they did start to fall off when it got to over $10 a meal. That's a lot of money for a meal for a dog.
I mean, I bought special dog food for Daisy.
Right.
But
was it $10 a meal?
No, but it was like expensive
$3-4
for a small
bag or something.
It was a small bag for like $25.
Well, they say that the dog owners love to do things with their pets, and
They said that the average owner snuggles or kisses their dog 6 times a day.
Oh, that's not enough.
That's not enough. You need to do that more.
You know, I saw a video, and I mentioned it to you earlier today, Tom, where a guy like let his dog kiss his mouth or whatever, and then his body part started falling off. Like it was some kind of, yeah. And his nose was coming off, his leg.
It was a very rare disease. It's not likely to happen.
It's like, but he let his dog lick him. And then all of a sudden it showed this girl. And I mean, she was attractive. And her big old dog, and she was letting it just lick right in her mouth. And she was opening her mouth while the dog was throwing its tongue in there.
Yeah, you're a little bit more, I guess, prudish with your dog.
No.
I'm not going to allow dogs to put their tongue in my mouth.
I ain't going to French kiss a dog. I'm like, no. It was going to.
I let my dog drink milk out of my mouth.
And she was opening it, though. But that's different.
How do you think I did
the
milk?
Is that different, Hawk? It's still gross.
Well, the milk's kind of got a seal. Like, the dog's hitting the milk. It's
he's still
like
hitting your lip, inside
of
your lips.
They were, like, tonguing. It's wow. Like, I'm honestly, it was the biggest Scooby-Doo.
So here are some of the things relationships with dogs improved by. Telling the dog I love you on a regular basis.
Oh, yes.
Letting him sleep in the bed.
Yep.
I literally got pushed over to the side of the bed last night by a 10-pound Pomeranian. I mean, I woke up and I'm almost at the edge of the bed and I'm like, what is that? I'm like, that's not Jamie. It's my dog.
That's one of the things I missed about having a pet. And I dog sat last week in a couple of dogs for some friends.
Yeah.
And I had one sleeping on one side of me in the bed and one on the other. You should have seen me trying to get up in the middle of the night.
I know, right?
I had to climb over them.
And don't you feel bad that you're going to wake them up?
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? Why?
One of the funny things, too, is the dogs will get up there and all four paws are just pushing on you.
I know, right?
My
dog
to
loves
side.
To push off
I
of me.
I love that.
Also getting them lots of toys. Our dogs, it's so funny. You get them a new toy, and they do play with the new toy differently. Like, it's their special toy because it's new. They run around with it. They can tell the difference. It's so funny.
My dog only gets, like, rubber toys now because you get those little stuffed animals, and it is destroyed within 2 hours. With the pillow fluffing stuff is all out on the floor.
That's
and
his most fun thing he can
do. But it cost me $15 for him to enjoy that for, like, 15
minutes. You need to buy cheaper toys, bro.
No.
It lasted that long?
Yeah.
Some is like 30 seconds.
I bought it at TJ Maxx. Got a good deal on it.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
Not if you paid $15, you didn't.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, they're expensive, though.
Well, and one of the favorite activities people like to do is eat meals at the same time as their dog. So they'll give the dog the food the same time they eat their food, which is not a bad idea to stop begging, too.
That's true. And going back to the toys, too, your dog really enjoys their toys.
Well, they're not just toys. It's a relationship.
Yes, it is. It's sitting there, and it's like, hey, Tom, I'm like, get your, like, risque music out because your dog's going at it, and I had to tell my kids to leave the room.
They could have learned something.
And honestly, it's disgusting.
No, it's not.
It's like who's watching TV at that point?
It's natural.
Let's watch the dogs.
It's more entertaining.
Let me stream that a little bit.
Well, that's the number one thing that pets and owners do together is watch TV.
Okay.
So that helps with that.
Daisy never watched it.
No, they just sit with you.
Yeah, I mean, but like I was dog sitting, like I said, and I was, forget what I was watching, and their dog was sitting there just watching the TV.
Yeah, some dogs will watch it. There's a dog on like YouTube who will watch like the Twilight series where the werewolves are, and he goes crazy when he's watching it.
Yeah, my dog the other night we were watching America's Funniest Videos. Dog starts barking in the video. He's not even watching TV. He gets up and starts barking. Woo! Like there's a dog in the house.
I thought you were going to say it started laughing.
No.
That would have been funny.
It would have been funnier.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.